إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، قال الإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى في كتاب التوحيد: باب ما جاء في من لم يقنع بالحلف بالله. قال الشيخ الفوزان: يعني باب ما جاء من الوعيد، باب ما جاء من الوعيد في من لم يقنع بالحلف بالله. ثم قال عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا تحلفوا بالله، لا تحلفوا بآبائكم، لا تحلفوا بآبائكم، من حلف بالله فليصدق، ومن حلف له بالله فليرضى، ومن لم يرضى فليس من الله. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تحلفوا بآبائكم، من حلف بالله فليصدق، ومن حلف له بالله فليرضى، ومن لم يرضى فليس من الله. هذا الحديث رواه ابن ماجه بسند حسن، وصححه الألباني في صحيح الجامع، وكذلك في الإرواء. عند الإمام شيخ الإسلام الإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى، he said in his book and he introduced this chapter: ما جاء في من لم يقنع بالحلف بالله. This chapter is about the ruling on the one who is not satisfied when someone swears by Allah. And that ruling, Sheikh Salah al-Fawzan explained it as al-wa'id. This chapter mentions the threat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for those who do not, they are not satisfied when someone swear to them by Allah. Someone said by Allah, Wallahi al-Azim, they're still not satisfied. And he mentioned the hadith on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, do not swear by your forefathers. Whoever swears by Allah, then trust him. And whoever swears by Allah, then accept it from him. And whoever does not accept it, then he is not from Allah. Then he is not from Allah. The translation in English, as for the part من حلف بالله فليصدق, they translate as didn't trust him. Actually, this it could be the translation if it's فليصدق, فليصدق, meaning that you trust him. But here it said فليصدق, meaning the one actually who swear, and he has to be truthful. Mm-hmm. He has to swear on something that is true. So take a note on the translation. Okay? Because that goes with what the what the Shaykh Saleh al-Fawzan explained as well. Al-Falyasduq ay wujuban ta'dima lil-yamin billah, li'anna as-sidq wajib. ولو لم يحلف بالله فكيف إذا حلف بالله. So the translation here doesn't go with the Arabic text, the hadith, and also especially that the Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, he explained this word فليصدق as meaning the person who is swearing should speak the truth, should be truthful. Not that, as they translate then, that the one who swears you should trust him, but rather, so take a note to that, but rather the one who's swearing, he should be truthful. He says, because speaking the truth is an obligation upon the Muslims, whether they swear or don't swear. I know. So he said, the Shaykh, he says, even when a person is not, irhamuk Allah, even when a person is not swearing by Allah, still have to be truthful and speak the truth. So what about the one who's swearing by Allah upon something? He has to be more so. Aynan. By the way, this hadith is collected by Imam Ibn Majah in his Sunan, and Imam Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala authenticated it, graded it sahih in Sahih Al-Jami', hadith number 7247, and also in Al-Irwa, hadith 2698. So sometimes the translations, because this is a human, and also maybe they translate another narration, Allahu A'lam, but the translation over here, they entrust him, but doesn't go with فَلْيَصْدُقْ. فَلْيَصْدُقْ meaning that the person who's swearing should be truthful and speak the truth. تفضل يا جزاك الله. قال مناسبة هذا الباب لكتاب التوحيد. The relevance of this chapter to كتاب التوحيد, meaning what swearing, a person is not satisfied when someone swear to him by Allah. But sometimes you see this, certain people say, Wallahi, akhi, they're like, come on, man, get out of here. Come on, akhi, bring me something else. You see? These are mistakes. The man swore to him by Allah. And then he's like, look, man, gotta bring me something else. Ala ayin, we're gonna learn in this chapter, inshallah ta'ala, the proper way. So مناسبة هذا الباب لكتاب التوحيد قال أن عدم الرضا بالحلف بالله ينافي كمال التوحيد لدلالته على قلة تعظيم الرب جل جلاله. الله أكبر. So when a person is not satisfied, when a person swear to him by Allah, this opposes the completion of Tawheed. Okay? And the perfection of Tawheed. And that's a proof, he says, it's a proof that that person who does this action is not satisfied when they swear to him by Allah, that this person, he's weak when it comes to venerating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't have that respect he should have in Allah, for Allah, and the veneration that the believer should have for Allah. And it's amazing, you find Ubad al-Qubur, those people who they say La ilaha illallah and pray and fast, but they still believe in the grave, dead people in the grave, from the awliya, and they worship them and they fear them. And you, if someone swear to him by the head of that man in the grave, that's it, that's all you have to do, that's all you have to do. They cannot even swear by some. They may even swear by Allah. They don't care. Wallahi, he didn't do it. But he cannot swear by so and so, a dead man in a grave, because they have more veneration and more respect in their heart and khashya for that dead person, that wali, than Allah, and that's because of their jahl of tawheed. You see? Because they didn't grow up upon tawheed. You find such people in their environment, they grow up upon luck. They hear everybody. Hey, if you don't anything, the Shaykh gonna get you. The Shaykh who? The one who's dead 300 years ago under the ground. That's all they grow up upon. Man, if you do something, man, the Shaykh know where you went. The Shaykh know. They don't tell them Allah know where you went. That's what they grow up from their little, when they are kids. Imagine now this shirk that is perpetrated in a village, in an area. Kids, the ladies, the women, the mothers, they threaten their kids, the ladies, little ones. Go to sleep. No. You understand? I'm going to call the Shaykh. Shaykh going to come and get you. You see? So the kid says, who's Shaykh? You don't know? Okay. The next morning, she take him to the Shaykh, to the tomb on the grave. The man right here. And of course, that these tomb, they make them big and scary and almost like Halloween fashion in here. They have all this spider web. They don't want to clean them. They leave them in there to look frightening. And can you imagine? So that kid grow up. He goes to the school. The teacher is upon shirk too. He don't know tawheed. The teacher says, who didn't do homework? Oh, wait until the Shaykh gets you. So they grow up. They go to buy anything at the store. Instead of swearing by Allah, they swear by the so-and-so. So they grow up, after years, grow up upon that shirk. So it's in them. Nobody talked to them about tawheed. So when somebody tells them by Allah, they're like, come on. You think we're in a masjid? This is a market, man. Allah is in a masjid. Some people think that they, Allah, or reading the Quran, or only in a masjid. Islam is not a part of their life, only at the masjid. Some people think that. So anyway, that's why this has great things to do with tawheed. Any people who are not studying tawheed, are not firm in it, they fall into that which opposes it. And remember, this book of Kitab al-Tawheed, Imam al-Mujaddid, he's bringing chapters about things that nullify tawheed completely. Shirk al-Akbar. But then also, he brings things that opposes tawheed. And even though they do not nullify it in totality, it takes away from its perfection. And we should stay away from all of these things. And jazahullahu khairan, may Allah reward him, because there are mistakes that the people fall into, and some mistakes, deadly, grave mistakes, they become a part of people's traditions and customs. Enough. قال لا تحلفوا بآبائكم نهي عن القسم بالآباء لأنه هو المعروف عندهم ولا مفهوم له لتقدم النهي عن القسم بغير الله مطلقا. The Shaykh explained the statement, لا تحلفوا بالآبائكم, do not swear by your forefathers or fathers. He says in it is a prohibition from swearing by the forefathers, because that's what it was known to them. And he said this is prohibited because, as in the previous chapter, it's not permissible to swear by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not permissible to swear by other than Allah. Allah has the right to swear by what He wants from the creation. That's why you find in the Quran, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى وَالْعَصْرِ وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ. And there is other ayats, but it is as for the servants of Allah, they swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't swear by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's true, because some people, that's what that runs on their mouth. They swear by their fathers, by their mothers, by the heads of their mothers. They swear by their children. Some swear by the Kaaba, wal Kaaba, some by wal masjid, and all of these things are not permissible for the Muslim. Should correct our tongues from that. But see, the issue is the heart. If the heart is upon tawheed, the tongue comply with that. But if the heart doesn't have tawheed, so the tongue, you know, complies with what's in the heart. As one of the Salaf says, Al-Qulubu Aw'iyatun Wal-Alsinatu Magharifuha. One of the Salaf, forgot his name, Rahimahullah, made a beautiful statement. He says, The hearts are like vessels and containers, and the tongues are ladles and spoons. So when someone is talking to you, pay attention to what he say, because he's scooping from his heart. And that's what people, they say what's in their hearts. If a person tawheed is installed in his heart, that's all. He's a reflection in his statements. لا إله إلا الله الحمد لله يا أخي هذا من الله سبحان الله. This would not. This mashallah. Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا الله. Other people in their hearts, hey, Jesus. The first thing come to them. See, that's all in their heart. And every container gives what?
Contains.
It contains. You got a container full of bleach. You ain't gonna pour it in. For no milk from it on your cereal, because that container doesn't get no milk. Okay, it's gonna give you what's in it. And the same thing. Sometimes you wonder why a person look nice, man, nice toe, kufi, big beard, mashallafia, but then you step on his shoes or whatever, he wanna devour you like he's a hyena now. Call you all names, and you wonder, Salafi, Subhanallah, what is it? You've been Salafi for years. It's the condition of the heart. Those who benefit from Salafiyah, they humble, they nice. Look, they like, Akhi, don't worry about it. It's okay, it's just a spot in the parking lot, man. This is mini, I go over there. Actually, if you were to ask me, I move my car and give it to you. Other people don't. They want to fight you for a parking spot. People get shot for a parking spot. Because of the condition of the heart. And that's just an example. There's so many examples. Person borrow money, and then he be looking for you before even the term. And he be reminded, Akhi, I know it's coming, okay? But if you need it more, before the time I give it to you, I'll try my best. You see? A person, the closest the term is, he become nasty to you. He want to fight you, like you don't talk to him, and so you don't ask him for the money later on. Come up with all those games. And those are nasty games. Tawheed helps us. As you see throughout these chapters, alhamdulillah, there's a lot of things that we should pay attention to, some mistakes, deadly mistakes that we may be falling into, or we have to pay attention also to help those, or they may be guilty of such acts. معنى الحديث الحديث إجمالا. Now the meaning, the general meaning of the hadith. قال ينهى صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الحلف بالآباء لأن الحلف تعظيم للمحلوف به والتعظيم حق لله سبحانه وتعالى. Says here the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made it prohibition to swear by the fathers or the forefathers. To swear by the forefathers. يَنْهَى مِنَ النَّهِي. That is prohibited, and the Prophet ﷺ make it prohibited. And that which the Prophet ﷺ make prohibited is what Allah make prohibited. It's the same ruling, takes the same ruling. No Qur'aniyun in here. And they are not even Qur'aniyun. Those who they say, look man, no hadith, just Qur'an. They believe only in the Qur'an. They liars in their claim. They don't even believe in the Qur'an. Because if they truly believe in the Qur'an, they will have to believe in the Sunnah. Because there is so many ayats in the Qur'an that command us to believe in the Sunnah. So they just believe in something else. So here it is prohibited by the Prophet ﷺ to swear by the forefathers or the fathers. because swearing by them, that's veneration and respect to them. Why persons swear by something? Because they look at it like something big. They have some veneration and respect, high respect for it. That's why they swear by it. Like the people, the grave worshippers. Why they swear by the graves and the people dead in the graves? Because the respect that they have for them and the veneration they have for them. But this respect and veneration is only for Allah. That's a right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثم يأمر صلى الله عليه وسلم من حلف بالله أن يكون صادقا فيما يحلف عليه. So here you go once again to correct the translation. Because the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan says, and then the Prophet ﷺ ordered anyone who swears by Allah to be truthful in that which they swear upon. If someone wants to say, Wallahi, Akhi, this is my phone. He has to be truthful. He has to look, make sure that this is your phone. Because phones, they look the same. Not just because he thinks it's your phone and starts swearing. Look at it first and then make sure it's yours. Amen. So he says, he orders, it's an order. So you don't swear upon a lie or anything. Swear by being truthful. قال لأن الصدق مما أوجبه الله على عباده مطلقا فكيف إذا حلفوا بالله. Because speaking the truth and being truthful, this is obligatory upon the servants. In their basic dealings, in their normal conversation, you have to be truthful. So what about when someone swears by Allah? It's more so. Of course, you don't swear. Some people, they make it a habit. They swear constantly, Wallahi, Akhi, Wallahi, Wallahi, Wallahi. No, you don't. Okay, you swear if you have to, if there is a need. But you don't make it a habit like certain people, Wallahi, Wallahi, Wallahi. No. So, in general, in our normal conversation and dealing with one another, the believer has to be truthful. Speak nothing but the truth. And remember the hadith of the virtue of speaking the truth, like the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, and the sidqa yahdi ila al-birr, wal-birr yahdi ila al-jannah. That the truth and speaking the truth leads to birr, to good actions, and the birr leads to the jannah, and that a man and a person continue to be truthful until he be written with Allah as a truthful. Ayna. ويأمر صلى الله عليه وسلم من حلف له بالله في خصومة أو غيرها أن يرضى باليمين لأن ذلك من تعظيم الله. الله أكبر. He said, now also, the Prophet ﷺ, he orders those who, when they someone swear to them by Allah in a dispute or other than that, that person, once you hear the name of Allah, you should be satisfied. Why? Because that's a veneration. And respect, show respect for Allah. You're talking to someone, Akhi, this is not like that. The man says, Wallahi, is like that. Then at that moment you say, Raditu billah, Alhamdulillah. And you go, that's it. At that moment. But if you find out, and there is other, you know, reasons that this man maybe was lying, that's different. It doesn't mean that you know the man is lying. But at that moment you don't argue. The man say, Wallahi, you know, Akhi, come on, you bring me this. Ah, I'm like this, get out of here, get out of my face, like certain people do. No. If a person swear by Allah, at that moment you have to respect this name of Allah. Show veneration and respect. You stop arguing or none of that. But if you know later on that this person, or you have proofs in your hand, then you don't argue with the man. Okay? You don't be like some other people do. They hear the name of Allah and they don't pay no attention to it. قال لأن ذلك من تعظيم الله ثم يبين الله الوعيد الشديد في حق من لم يرضى بالحلف بالله لأن ذلك يدل على عدم تعظيمه. He says, because And then the Prophet ﷺ made clear the threat the severe threat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for the one who is not satisfied when they swear to him by Allah. When they swear to him by Allah. Why? Because that shows that that person doesn't have respect and veneration for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, subhanAllah, this is good because it brings a lot of good. Sometimes a man fights his wife and she swears. She said, Wallahi, I didn't pay attention to it. Yeah, right. You want to get out of this? No, you can't do that. That's it. She swear by Allah. Say, oh, la, alhamdulillah. Zakillah. Sometimes the children, too, they swear by Allah. Wallahi, I wanted to do it, but I forget. Yeah, right. That's it. Once you hear the name of Allah, you should calm down. But then later on, if you see some other things like, you know, that deem the person, you talk to them again nicely. Tell them, look, you swear by Allah, earlier I let you go. You know when? Because that's what I learned in Kitab al-Tawheed. I have to respect Allah. Okay? Sometimes people show respect for people. Here is an example. A man trying, his wife, you did this, you did this. But then his mother is in there and she said, leave it alone, son. I deal with it. Okay, mother. All right. He's not arguing. He ain't going to say to his mother, mother, get out of this. It's just not of your business. No. Okay, mother. All right. Sometimes not even the mother, just a friend. Akhi, just be kind to your son. I handle it. And then he's like, that's it. But now it's better to say by Allah. Amen. Because he says that shows veneration. And those who are not satisfied, he says, that shows that they have no veneration and respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yarhamukallah. Naam, Omar, want to say something?
No, he's saying, so people will say, Wallahi, you know, in vain, like that, they're used to it. What if you've known that person that they just use it?
Well, you do that. You respect Allah at that moment. So teach them Tawheed too. Okay? And then you tell them, Akhi, first of all, one thing, you shouldn't swear by Allah all the time. Wallahi, 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 because you're human, Akhi. You make mistakes. Alright? So don't do that. Don't make it a habit. That's one. Tell him, number two, I stop arguing with you because you mentioned the name of Allah. But here you're supposed to mention the name of Allah while you're truthful. Why you're sure what you're saying. Okay? But I have proof that you're not what you're saying. I'm not saying you're a liar. Unless I have a proof that what you're saying is not true. So you gotta be careful and you teach them how to. So they learn, inshallah. مناسبة الحديث للباب. The relevance of this hadith to the chapter, أن فيه الوعيد الشديد في حق من لم يقرأ بالحلف بالله. أخي, this is a serious matter, man. So this is a severe threat and warning against the one who is not satisfied when someone else swears to them by Allah. And you see, like it says, your wife swears by Allah, your husband swears to you by Allah. At that moment, it's not about you and him or about you and her anymore. It's about you hearing that statement. Wallahi. See, that's where the Tawheed comes in play. Those who know Tawheed, they stop. And then that woman, she's like, I said, you're not saying anything? You just swear by Allah. What do you think should I say? That's it. Even if she's a lying, she's like, she's going to feel guilty. She's like, subhanAllah, this man, he respects Allah. Even though he has proofs. But he stopped. He's like, okay, alhamdulillah, I'm pleased with Allah. You swear by Allah, I'm pleased with Allah. And then that will teach that lady or that man or that person or that partner or that neighbor, teach them what? A lesson in Tawheed. Alright? Because they're going to ask them, why you stopped arguing? Because you mentioned by Allah. If you didn't mention by Allah, I'm going to still talk to you about it. Now you said by Allah, you swear by Allah, that's it. I'm going to be pleased with that statement in the application of this chapter of Tawheed and this hadith of the Prophet, because we're people of Sunnah, right?
No.
All right, some people, they don't even pay attention to this because of the knowledge. Knowledge is important, ikhwan. A lot of people make mistakes in Tawheed, not just in any akhlaq or because of the lack of knowledge. ما يستفاد من الحديث أولا الوعيد الشديد في حق من لم يقنع بالحلف بالله. Once again, the first proof or benefit actually is the severe threat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and warning against anyone who is not satisfied when they swear to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, they even say, bring me something else, man, he's swearing by Allah. He's not going to help you, brother. Is he? You can swear 100 times to me, man, I ain't going to do you no good. No, that's not a... You hear the name of Allah, you respect the name of Allah. As for if this person is swearing on the truth or while lying, that's different. That's another case. You understand?
Yes.
This doesn't mean whoever swear to you by Allah and you know that is your right, you give it to him. No. Okay? But at that moment when a person swore to you by Allah, I said, you gotta respect Allah, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, wujub al-sidq fi al-yameen. It is obligatory to be truthful when you swear. You gotta swear on something that is true. You remember in the previous chapter, the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Somebody remember that statement? What Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says? Naam, Nasir?
He said it would be more pleased to swear by Allah and lie than to swear by other than Allah and tell the truth.
Ahsant. لَأَنْ أَحْلِفَ بِاللَّهِ كَاذِبًا أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أَحْلِفَ بِغَيْرِهِ صَادِقًا. He said it is better to swear if someone swear by Allah upon lie. Person is not even truthful, and that's even better than the one who swear by Allah or swear by other than Allah on something actually that is true. Aina. Thalithan, tahrim al-kadhib fi al-yameen. It is strictly forbidden to swear upon a lie. Aina. Don't lie and swear. Cover it with a swear. Because now the people of Tawheed, they're like, okay, mashallah, and that's bad. A person should be truthful. Number four, حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ بِالْمُسْلِمِ مَا لَمْ يَتَبَيَّنْ خِلَافُهُ. See? Allahu Akbar. You have to think good about the Muslim unless if you have proof, something to prove otherwise. And especially when that person swear by Allah. Okay, you think good about them unless you have proofs, okay, that prove otherwise. Number five, وجوب تصديق من حلف بالله إذا كان من أهل الإيمان. It is obligatory to accept the swearing when a person swears by Allah if he is from the people of Iman. Muslim. He believes in Allah and believes in the Messenger ﷺ in the last day. If he swears, it is obligatory to accept that from them. Okay? And don't argue, don't sit there, I don't care what you say. Subhan, you don't care about what you say. That statement is not right. You should care because based on what we learned, alhamdulillah. Because at that moment, mashallah, this person swear by Allah, alhamdulillah. Later on you tell them, look, you swear by Allah, I don't know your intention, maybe you didn't know. Look, there is something here. Look, I got some proofs, ya akhi. So then he may like, oh, subhanAllah, I didn't know that, ya akhi. SubhanAllah, they look the same. I thought that was my pen. SubhanAllah. JazakAllah khairan. And why didn't you argue with me earlier? I couldn't, akhi, because he said by Allah. Well, so what that has to do? We know. Sit down, teach him that chapter of Tawheed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in knowledge,
Ameen.
Beneficial knowledge,
Ameen.
And to make us strong in Tawheed. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi. Sallam wa taslim al-kathir.